keeping it tuned to Modern Jazz Today. We invite you to visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next on the queue, Duo Trio. They have a new album out called In the Bright and Deep. We're going to listen to the title track, In the Bright and Deep.
Thank you. keeping things in high gear. Up next is Kenny Carr. He's got a new album called Hard Jazz, and we'll check into the title track. Then bassist Jimmy Haslip has a new one called Nightfall, and we're going to take a listen to The Third Man. Let's dig in.
We'll be right back.
next sounds you're going to listen to is David Bach from his album Fierce Heart. We're going to check into the track Strike the Note.
Well, it's that time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Over the past few decades, the cost of solar power has plummeted.
Almost every place, solar is the cheapest way to make electricity, and that's why it's growing so fast.
Greg Nemet of the University of Wisconsin-Madison is author of the book, How Solar Energy Became Cheap. In a new edition, he explores trends in solar energy that have emerged since the original book was published in 2019. For example, production is now concentrated in China. Australia is a leader in rooftop solar installations.
And the most surprising thing I would say is that the rates of growth are fastest now in the global south. So it's countries that are lower income and have grids that are unreliable. And so solar's become a real opportunity there.
In the U.S., solar installation rates hover only around the global average. And the One Big Beautiful Bill Act has slowed momentum by repealing many renewable energy incentives. But research shows that even without subsidies, solar is cost competitive with fossil fuels. So Nemet expects growth to pick up again after companies adjust their business models.
The more we shift away from subsidies towards market competition, the better that solar and batteries will do. But there'll be a transition of a couple years to get there.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Do you like